Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the dings and zings in the political media. Today's topic, catching the car. After the Democratic wins in the midterm elections, I'm kind of reminded of the story of the old country guy talking about how his dog liked to chase cars down the road. Don't know why he does it. It's not like he knows what to do with it if he caught it. I'm not going to say that Democrats don't know how to govern, but the goal of catching both houses may have looked more enticing in the pursuit than the actual capture. After all, there is still President Bush's veto pen, the ability of Senate Republicans to filibuster, and the fact that there are no simple choices regarding Iraq, much less any good ones. So how do the Democrats validate to their voters their wisdom of choosing them? I can think of three actions, each of them illustrating a different approach to handling the obstacles. The first is a sensible guest worker program, not one which offers amnesty, but also not one that requires illegal immigrants already in the United States to have to go through ridiculous measures to get a guest worker status. The Senate was behind this last year, and President Bush, against much of his own party members, wants it too, so passage should be possible. This could be a big win for Democrats with Latinos, the impression that the Republicans build walls and the Democrats open opportunities. The second would be a boost to the minimum wage. Senator Kennedy has already proposed this, and the Democrats could keep it from being amended to death with side issues, as happened this year. The Republicans might still filibuster it, and Bush might still veto it, but if they did, it would sure to hurt their image with the average worker. Finally, there is the more confrontational route. Of the 37 senators that voted against restoring federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, four were defeated in this election. That would seem to mean that there is now a veto-proof margin in the Senate. If Speaker Pelosi discovers that the same exists in the House, then the new Congress can quickly get a big win at the expense of the president, making his first big decision, his first veto, and his first veto override be all about the same topic. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.